Well, we talked about consumer inflation yesterday with the CPI report coming out. It moderated a little bit last month, still fairly hot. And Miles, in the morning brief, you expanded upon something that you kind of touched upon yesterday, which is not just looking at the headline number, but looking at sort of the individual components, those types of components that tend to be more transitory just by their very nature, and then those that are going to stick around a little bit and what that means for the overall inflation picture. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and the way I got into the frame in the brief today, I think is something that is always worth keeping in mind when we discuss the word transitory. I think Chair Powell did a great job of talking about that. And he was asked point blank, you know, what does it transitory mean to you? And he said what transitory is, which is an increase in the level of prices that does not last beyond a one-time surge in interest. So prices are higher. Everyone acknowledges that. That's what the data says. That's what this morning's PPI report said. It's what yesterday's CPI report said. It's what the next few months of data are actually likely to still show us. Prices are elevated throughout the economy. No one is trying to say that's not happening. Transitory inflation means that the rate of increase that we are seeing now, that 5.4% headline inflation number, I think it was a 7.6% number that Emily was talking about on PPI, those numbers are not going to stick around indefinitely. As we get into next year, these kinds of data will start to moderate, and we're starting to see the outlines of that in a few select categories. And two that we highlighted this morning and that almost every economist we heard from yesterday in our inboxes highlighted was airfares and used car prices. Airfares were actually down slightly in the month of July compared to the month of June, down about 0.1%. Used car prices rose a mere 0.2% in July after an increase in June of 10%, not over the prior year, 10% from the prior month. And you look here at the blue bar on this chart, we've seen three straight months of month-on-month increases in used car prices that were in excess of 7%. It's basically a historically high rate of increase on an annual basis, forget about a monthly basis, and then seeing that in three straight months. So the amount of increase we've seen in used car prices is unprecedented. Everyone knows that. No one is denying that. But that's not going to go on forever. And what yesterday's data started to show us is what that data will, what that chart's going to look like as we start to see the increases moderate. Now, on the other side of that, you look at, we talked about this a little bit with Brian Chung, just as we broke down those numbers right around 9 o'clock yesterday morning. You look at owner's equivalent rent, which is about 22-23% of the entire CPI basket. So about 1/5 of the whole basket is determined by where these prices go, up 0.3% month on month in July, the third straight month that we've seen a 0.3% increase. And it's starting to look like OER is firming a little bit, to use economist speak, around 2.8% year over year. So if we have a fifth of the core CPI basket, it's actually a little bit more of the core CPI, it's about a fifth of the whole CPI basket, but you strip out some items. If we have that running at almost 3%, let's call it, we are likely to see core inflation higher than 2% for some time. But with the average inflation targeting, with the Fed looking at certain transitory factors and trying to figure out what sticks, what doesn't, they don't want to be too quick on the trigger to change their policy based on inflation data that they deem are noisy. I think it's worth looking at this story holistically. And that what is firming story, we can get back to that in December and January of 2022 and go back to owner's equivalent rent. I think in the next couple of months, the main driver here of both the headline data and the inflation story is going to be what happens with used car prices and airline ticket prices. Hotels remain firm, but will they start to slow, and how that starts to shape the basket and, you know, ultimately prove out this transitory thesis, you know, that Powell and so many others have been arguing towards for months now.
Right. And the stuff that is going to continue to grow, how much will that continue to support the overall number? I guess we'll have to see. Things like washing machines that we've talked a lot about, will they continue to see the same pace of increase? But how much of the over, you know, they don't make up that much of the overall number.
Well, and I think, you know, without getting too much into the compositional weeds here, it is, to your point, the weighting of this stuff is hugely important, right? So you know, we also highlighted restaurant and bars, you know, food away from home. That was up 0.8% in July. Pretty good increase there. That's about 10% of the overall basket. You get down the line, washing machines. You know, I remember last month rug prices were up a lot. That stuff has decimal point weightings. Is not really going to feed into it. It certainly stinks if you got to go buy a washer right now. And, you know, as we heard a couple weeks ago, you're not getting a sale, might be higher price. Certainly you're going to have to wait to get the machine. That's all bad. And I appreciate, you know, those stressors within the household budget. But just from an economy level, how economists are going to view, how policymakers are going to view inflation, it just is not going to move the needle that much.
You know, Miles, just on this topic, home prices just came out from the National Association of Realtors. Fastest rate on record that they're going up, 23%. Again, not a surprise given the dynamics we've seen in the housing market. So the all-time high now, median price of an existing single family home, $357,900. 94% of the metro areas they measure, 183 metro areas that they measure, had double-digit gains. So obviously, we are seeing that equation continue to increase because there's not enough supply out there and people are still buying houses, although we have seen the demand side of that equation pull back a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think this inflation conversation we're having, right, that's cold comfort for folks who see prices going up, you know, yes, at the grocery store. You know what else is cold comfort is for me to turn around and say, well, look at mortgage rates and talk about affordability of those homes. Which is a major, you know, that's a major part of this story. The sticker price says one thing, but, you know, you call the guy up at whatever, United Wholesale, you say, what can I get with all this? And they come back and the numbers, you know, a lot more reasonable than you might have thought.
Yes, even if you're paying 20% over asking or whatever
it is. Just hope your appraisal goes okay, because otherwise you got to make that up on the back end if you're all out of whack.
That's
there.
Right.
So.